But for me, my gender exploration started with comfort-seeking behavior. Like, there's a specific scent to my mother's vanity with the Nakah and the L'Oreal and Olay that she uses, and then some Arabian perfume that has a lot of sandalwood and jasmine in it. So when I started wearing perfume, I would also look for women's perfumes, and sometimes I would wear it to bed. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh, it's like visiting my mom's vanity, or like being tucked into bed. And then I would start to feel comfortable wearing it in public as well. We think of drag as like hair, makeup, fashion, because those are the clearest markers of gender. I also like to think of scent and texture as part of the gendered experience. My philosophy with drag is drag uses gender as a medium, and in a world where everything and everyone is aggressively gendered, anything can be drag, and anyone can do drag.